Since mid-September, Morning Edition has been offering music on occasion as a break from all the news and analysis. Today, a pianist at New York's St. Regis Hotel gives NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg his suggestion.
New York was already edgy. Yesterday's plane crash stretched nerves even tighter. In a tuxedo at his piano near the St. Regis lobby, Richard Jenkins tries to match his music to the mood of the day. Right after the September attacks, he played as if the elegant old Fifth Avenue Hotel was a safe haven, an island of serenity in a battlefield.
There was a night when President Bush gave his keynote address to the nation. Everyone went into the King Cole Bar and listened to the address. So then when I played America the Beautiful, it felt right.
Did you notice people looking up?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, and people agreed that it was right.
There are so many New York songs, but we wondered if you would pick one that captures your own feelings about the city and will reach across the country.
Oh, it's Autumn in New York. The lyrics particularly, the Dreamers with Empty Hands, Central Park references. New York in the fall is like everyone coming back to school, but the students are from kindergarten to 90 years old.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and shimmering clouds and canyons of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new love. Autumn in New York, it's often mingled with hay. Dreamers with empty may sigh for exotic lands. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
This Vernon Duke song is St. Regis Hotel pianist Richard Jenkins' choice, music for the country to hear right now. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
There's more on music for these times on the website npr.org.